Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Joining us in studio is senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal, our good friend Rich Kirchen. Rich, thanks for taking the time, as always.
It's great to be here on a rainy spring, freezing day.
Yeah, well, it's going to get warmer. You know,
it's a good day
to walk through the rain, too. You know, makes you feel alive.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, we had a lot of stories on the plate here, but your reporting regarding Harley-Davidson and the executive being a witness last week in D.C. before the House Ways and Means Committee, obviously a lot of talk about trade and tariffs. But he used some pretty harsh words, I would say. Talk to us about Jonathan Root's ask in front of Ways and Means.
Yeah, Jonathan Root is the chief financial officer and chief president of commercial. That's his new title also at Harley-Davidson. Sort of the number two guy behind CEO Jochen Zeitz. He was invited to speak before. It was actually a subcommittee of Ways and Means that's looking at U.S. trade policy. And he was pretty outspoken in the company's concerns about how they've been treated over the years and potentially how they will be treated by the European Union in particular, but also countries in Asia and China and so forth, where massive tariffs, 56% tariff potentially in the EU, which is their reaction. The EU has basically threatened that. In retaliation to President Trump's tariffs, they have not yet implemented that. And then furthermore, Denmark, I think, was the country where they also pile on a luxury tax. And, you know, so a bike that would have been $28,000 in the U.S. becomes something like, $170,000?
Yeah.
You know, which means you can't sell bikes there.
Right, which obviously will have an impact on their sales.
Yeah. Now, he did not make a specific ask.
Okay.
He didn't blame any president or Congress or anything, but he said he just would like to see Congress work, on behalf of companies like Harley in the U.S. that are looking to export to Europe and Asia and so forth with getting a fair trade policy.
Yeah. I mean, like any good company wants, they want to know the American trade and negotiation priorities, and he's there to represent his company, but also the country as a whole.
Right, and Harley, I mean, it's just because it's one of those, quintessential American products. Nothing says USA like a big, fat Harley-Davidson.
Yes, indeed.
And so, I mean, they've been picked on for years in these trade wars.
Yeah. All right, I want to kind of switch to the energy side a bit. What's the latest on data centers? Specifically, kind of the proposed data center and the work stoppage at Mount Pleasant. Let's talk about that, and then let's talk about We Energies and kind of the fueling of future data centers.
Yes. So Microsoft, they confirmed last May that they committed $3.3 billion to upwards of three data centers in Mount Pleasant in Racine County, and they are well underway on the first one. They sent us some pictures, and I haven't been by there for a few months. I mean, it's just massive site that's already well underway and on schedule. I believe it's 2026. They're going to complete that, and they had started and stopped at least once. But anyway, there's two other sites. They own well over 1,000 acres. And two other sites adjacent to that, and they had started to do some preliminary, pushing the dirt around and getting the sites ready for two more data centers. They confirmed a week or so ago that they had halted any preliminary work they were doing on the additional data centers. They're not saying when they're going to, actually build them. They say they're still committed to the $3 billion. But furthermore, the village of Mount Pleasant says that they're okay in terms of their financial agreement with Microsoft.
Okay. So the work stoppage or the delay, if you will, it's kind of part of the natural process.
Well, it is, these are huge investments, multi-year projects. They need to make sure that they're going to have the business. And of course, that's, you know, come into question in recent weeks with the Chinese DeepSeek artificial intelligence innovations. So, they seem to be recalibrating Microsoft, what their needs are, and maybe redesigning their projects.
All right, when we come back, I want to get your reporting on We Energies and its new rate proposal for the data centers. And I'm going to hit a bit on beer and beets. How's that for variety? You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined in studio by Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal. Rich, as always, appreciate your time. So, We Energies has submitted a new rate proposal for data centers. Utility company said wants to ensure that data center customers will not subsidize residential or business customers. And I think that's when people hear, ooh, new rate proposal coming. They want to know, all right, what is it for?
Yes, so this is specifically for what they call very large customers. The only ones that qualify at the moment are data centers. And We Energies is going to have to invest millions of dollars in new generation, some new lines. American Transmission would build the distribution lines. But We Energies is saying that Microsoft and other data center companies would pay for this, and it wouldn't affect the other, residential or business customers.
Right. And then We Energies maintains ownership of those facilities, correct?
Right. Yep.
Okay. All right. I want to talk, speaking of ownership, the City Lights Brewing Company, right in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley, ceased operations in January. And now is in receivership. What's the next phases for this space and business?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Seth Desard, there's a couple of big, receivers in Milwaukee, attorneys who are court-appointed receivers, and he has this case. And I'm sure the future of the real estate is part of what they need to determine, because they're trying to get money to pay creditors.
Okay.
But in the meantime, Seth and his staff are seeking interested parties who might want to buy some of the City Lights brands,
okay,
which include Hazy IPA, Coconut Porter, and Mexican Lager.
Mexican Lager is pretty good. I liked it. I'm going to add that. I'm a fan.
And so the brands, and then the recipes also for these beers.
Okay.
So that could bring in some money that would go to the creditors.
Yeah. I mean, I think in these type of transactions, at least for this, the opportunity for the next owner is the event space. It's a really good location, a beautiful facility. Yes, the brands and probably some of that, the sales of those brands and the distribution rights. That's important, but I think you're going to see somebody that really wants the space. At least that's my thought here, because it is beautiful. You can see it right off 94, easy access. So I think that's the way it will go. There's only so many microbreweries out there looking for new opportunities,
but you
never know.
Yeah, they've been closing down rather than expanding.
Yes. All right, I want to talk a little bit about local headphones. You had some reporting on Milwaukee-based Cost Corporation, kind of its patent infringement cases, kind of made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Tell us about that case.
Yeah, well, back in 2020, Cost sued a number of other companies that were making or selling headphones, Apple, Bose, Skullcandy, and a couple of others. And in the federal courts in different states, depending where the companies were located, and their case against Bose had gone through U.S. District Court, Appeals Court, and then Koss had filed a motion to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. So the news last week was that the Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to hear your case, sent it back to the District Court. So at the moment, Koss's petition, it was denied, and probably means that they need to go back and settle with Bose. They have settled with some of the other companies and brought in something like $11 million over the years. But in the case of Bose, they're saying, no, we did not steal the patents from Koss. We make our own products. And so we'll see if there's any settlement there.
Yeah, I mean, Koss, the original founder of the stereo headphone, based right here in Milwaukee, some innovation there. So I'm sure, like you said, there'll be continued negotiations to find some kind of common ground now.
Yeah. And this is a Koss product that was introduced back, 10 years ago or so, that they were saying these other, it was wireless headphones, which were a new thing in 2012 or so, that these other companies had infringed on their patent.
All right. When we come back, we got a final segment on a couple downtown items, including the historic Wisconsin Tower and possibly a new billboard there, and then a new company moving to downtown. An update from Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, joined by Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal. A couple of big downtown Milwaukee notes to close the show. Rich, Interpac Tool Group is here. I don't think this story got enough play. I mean, it's a big relocation for downtown Milwaukee. New sign, some more signage coming. Just tell us about Interpac a bit and its plans for its downtown office.
They manufacture heavy-duty tools, much bigger tools than Milwaukee Tool.
Okay.
And they've been headquartered in Menominee Falls for a very long time and decided to move their headquarters with about 130 employees to what's been known as the ASQ Center downtown, right, where the old Marshall Fields used to be, right over there on Plankinton and Wisconsin and Michigan. Their official move-in day was March 31st.
Okay.
They're going to have a ribbon-cutting grand opening in May with the mayor there and everything. So, yeah, it's the latest of companies moving their headquarters from the suburbs to downtown Milwaukee.
Yeah. Big new Interpac signage on the side of the building.
It's on the
and
side
then
of,
on
yes.
top. Isn't there one
they have
coming,
a,
or is that
they
already
showed
up?
They showed a drawing on their quarterly earnings call a week or so ago that's going to have a big sign on top of the building for Interpac.
All right. Well, speaking of signage, the Wisconsin Tower building, which is about 6th and Wisconsin Avenue, used to be activated with billboards. I think you can go back in the day. Like, there was a big Miller High Life bottle on there. Some other really interesting activations in that era where, like, almost that Times Square type signage approach.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah. I mean, I was looking at one of the pictures. It was an 8 to 10 story tall billboard.
Okay.
Vertical billboard on this 23-story building on, as you're heading into downtown from the west, you could see it.
Yeah. I mean, that space kind of is dark and dreary now, I think, on that side of the building. And, you know, through the years, through a bunch of projects I'm involved in, we've looked at putting murals on that building, whether it's a Bucks player or something else, just to activate and brighten that space.
It's a big gray space.
Yeah, it needs something. So now the condo association building is mainly residential now. I think the first floor is vacant.
Yeah.
So what are they looking to do to activate it?
Yeah, so they propose, they're working with a billboard company from Washington, D.C., and they're talking about an LED billboard, about 1,700 square feet. It would not be nearly as large as the old 8 to 10 story billboards. But anyway, the City of Milwaukee Department of Neighborhood Services initially said that's too big under current city ordinances. So the billboard company is appealing that. Capital Outdoor is the name of the company. They're actually on the agenda tomorrow for the Board of Zoning Appeals saying, hey, there are other signs around downtown that are this big or bigger, you know, in or near, you know, residential. Yeah. So they're looking for the Board of Zoning Appeals to allow them to go ahead with this project.
We'll see how it pans out. Could have another big, bright downtown billboard showcasing a bunch of different messaging and probably going to help the condo association a little bit with some revenue there.
For sure.
All right. Rich Kirchen, senior reporter at the Milwaukee Business Journal. I always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
All righty. Enjoy the rest of your day.